BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday's best bits. Charlie Sloth on Real or No Real. Justin Bieber really doesn't like it when you can't clap in time. A fabulous return for the Vamps to Innuendo Bingo after 2 years. And are you excited about cups being a different colour in a certain coffee shop? Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Good afternoon, it's Scott here. It's Tuesday lunchtime. How are you? So, Brad, Connor, Tristan and James, the Vamps, coming in at 1:45 today. They have been announced as co-hosts, or the first co-hosts, of the Teen Awards with Grimmy on Sunday. Demi Lovato is as well, and there are more co-hosts still to come. So we'll chat to them about that. Do you know, they've not been on the show since 2013.
Really?
Yeah. It's flown by. Mm. Well, I know they played Bingo in December 2013, so I'm looking forward to having them back on today. Some excellent clips as well, spotted by you in the last week on Innuendo Bingo. The main culprits on today's bingo, the big allotment challenge. Come Dine With Me and Nigella Lawson, because she's back on.
I just find with some of these shows, when you list them like that, I wonder who is watching these shows and then immediately thinking, I know, Scott Mills, Radio 1. Do you know what I mean?
I was getting a load of tweets last night from people going, I'm watching Autumn Watch only for the Innuendo Bingos.
Yeah.
And there weren't any. Like, very, very unimpressive last night. Oh, there will be, don't worry. Just keep watching it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So we decided the formation. What are the tactics for today's Innuendo Bingo, please?
Oh, I don't know how we're going to do this, really, because obviously they're in numbers. But are we going to do two up, two down, something like that?
Two up, two down.
Can we do that?
Yeah, I think so. So, you really will be... That's four against one there.
Yeah.
So you're going to be...
Well, harsh, isn't it?
Yeah, you're going to be guessing it from all angles, aren't you? Are you all right with that?
I don't have a choice, do I?
Yeah, it's the Vamps. Do you know what I mean? They hardly ever come on the show.
I think it would be nice if we could get it revolving somehow, but I appreciate it's last minute.
Bit last minute for that, Chris.
It's not going to happen.
Okay, so get online and watch it in 50 minutes. I'll tell you exactly when the Vamps are coming.
BBC Radio 1.
It's been a while, but it's the Vamps.
Hello!
Yes,
yeah,
lads.
It's been too long. How are you?
It's been too long. Three times winners of the Teen Awards.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
And co-hosting with Grimmy this year.
Can't wait.
It's going to be good. We haven't done it before, but it's just something new.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
And they've announced that Demi Lovato is doing as well, some co-hosting.
Yeah.
And there's going to be some more announced tomorrow morning with Grimmy on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
Exciting.
It's good to see you back.
Yes.
We can't believe that you haven't played Innuendo Bingo for 2 years.
That is ridiculous.
We need to get wet.
Go 2 years.
Do you know, we were looking at the picture. There's one picture online of it, I think. I don't know why there's so little. And Brad, you literally look about 8 years old.
Oh, I know. I look 10 now, so that's an improvement.
Yeah. Even like, and Chris, you've got the young look going on. It's just a picture of someone's
laptop.
I've got the young look going on.
Do you still get ID'd when you go out and about?
All the time.
I don't think I've ever not got ID'd.
Never ever.
Never ever.
What are you going to do when that stops? You'll be like, got it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I think I'll be like 60 by the time I stop.
You will. You know how when you do interviews, like magazines and online, they like to take little bits from the interviews and then they make it into a bigger headline?
Yeah.
Yes.
This must happen to you all the time.
Yeah.
Can you remember any that have happened to you and you're like, I don't really remember making it that big of a deal. It's like, James from the Vamps, you'll never believe what he said about this week's X Factor.
It's just when you're kind of like trying to give a good answer, you know, the positives, the negatives, and then
they
just
take the negatives.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And then the conclusion.
Now, what would be handy to stop this happening during this interview is that we all just kind of get the quotes out of the way now.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and then we can all just relax.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I mean, it's not often we get you on the show. I know you're very busy, very famous. So let's try and get, because it could potentially be another 2 years. Let's try and get another 2 years of quotes, great quotes, out of the Vamps
now.
And they'll just go everywhere.
Okay, cool.
Right, let's do it all over. Okay. Right, ready?
I'm ready for this.
Just one quote.
Ready.
First up, One Direction. Press love quotes about them. Be honest, is it good to have one less boy band?
What?
Is it starting?
I think they've worked very hard. And they deserve a break, you know, just time to spend with their family. We'll miss them, though.
Yeah.
Great. It's good, isn't it? It's good. They're speaking in sound bites.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I like how much you're concentrating.
No, no. I feel like you're really trying to catch us out.
No, no, I'm not. But I'm just trying to get it all out there.
You can't get one word wrong.
Next, Brooklyn Beckham. Look how much they're concentrating.
Yeah, this is intense.
He's in your music video for Wake Up, and you're all mates. But have you been round to his house?
Yes.
Yes.
James.
Yeah, I went to see James Bay with Brooklyn, and I met him at his house.
And they're best buddies.
And it was lovely.
Is it weird when your mate's mum's a Spice Girl?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
And your dad, obviously, the dad thing.
Yeah. Favourite Spice. Who's the favourite Spice?
Were the parents there when you went?
They were, yeah. Very briefly, though. We only spoke for a little bit.
Do they lay on tea, like old school tea? Is it fish fingers and beans, that kind of thing?
Didn't they offer you shepherd's pie?
There was some shepherd's pie. And,
that is lovely. Yeah. What a lovely spread.
Homemade shepherd's pie. Yeah. Or is it shop bought?
I think it was actually homemade. I am vegetarian though now, pretty much, so yes. I had to decline. But it was it looked lovely.
You're like, sorry, Victoria, sorry, David, I'm actually a vegan. So, have you played football with Brooklyn Beckham?
Yes,
we have. He's good.
We broke the band Keepy Uppy record with him. So before it was about 60, which we were chuffed with. He came in 120.
Yeah,
he doubled it with his feetsies.
Did he do most of that then?
It was like
5-1 sort of.
Oh, so he did like 115 and then you just lobbed it around each other. Yeah, bam.
Pretty much.
Yeah, nice. Basically.
That's a good answer, that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
There's nothing to be worried about, Brad. Don't we were scared of.
I feel like I'm a mastermind.
Could you say something about Simon Cowell that could be used in a headline somewhere?
Simon Cowell?
He's got good teeth.
Yeah.
Good teeth.
Very good teeth.
Thank you. It was just on the list. I'd take it off.
Okay. He gave us Evils once we performed for him, and he was eyeing us. Yeah.
When you watch him watching you perform, can you see the money in his eyes?
We're not signed to his label, so no.
That's probably why he was angry.
Just red eyes, yeah.
Some bloke wants 27 million off Taylor Swift for using the line "haters gonna hate" and "shake it off."
Really? I've never seen
one. That is ridiculous.
He's like, yeah, that was my line. It's not. I mean, he might get the money.
26 million?
Yeah.
No.
It's silly.
Are you worried that someone might try and take all of your money for using the line "hey you"?
Probably.
Yes.
Probably. Wake up, maybe. That's
wake
common.
Because that's never been said in a song before.
Exactly. No,
my mum could sue you for that.
Yeah.
But why? When does she
say? Please don't tell
her. Because she tells you to wake up.
No, because she's told these guys to wake up. No, because she's used that line before.
Wake up.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're getting ready to go to school and
you're out of trouble, yeah.
And,
that sounded weird.
And finally, your thought on X Factor and or Strictly, please. Better and or worse than last year? You can pick either one.
I do not follow X Factor, so I cannot comment on this. Pass this question to James.
I'm Team Louisa. I think she's going to smash it. She's awesome.
I don't watch it. I'm sorry.
No. I think
you watch one.
James is the fan here.
But Strictly, I think
Strictly.
We should do a band Strictly.
You should.
That'd be fun, wouldn't
what?
It?
Imagine me in freaking, skin.
Yeah, in a big dress.
I'd look like a frog. Yeah.
Embrace the sequence. Yeah. What they did last year, which was kind of odd, but you should definitely do, is Five Sauce were on, and I think, what song were they doing? Amnesia. Yeah. While the dancers were doing like a proper fantasy dance. Well, that's quite odd while you're performing.
Yeah.
But you should get on to that.
Nice, though.
I've seen that.
Okay, so the return of the Vamps on Innuendo Bingo is happening in a minute. What's the seating plan saying? So we've got... it's not good for you, Chris, is it?
Gosh, it's a 4-on-1 situation.
Can I rearrange?
I bagsied the back, by the way, boys.
Can I rearrange the seats really quickly?
What would you like to do, Brad?
Let me show you.
Okay, right. So we're going to play the Vamps and Wake Up, and then we're going to play Innuendo Bingo with them before they appear at the TV awards. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
It's been 2 years since these boys have played the game, and they are bang up for it today. If you're watching online, you will see that Chris is kind of sat slightly lower than all the Vamps and in the middle of them. So
silly.
It is silly, and I bet we can all guess who's probably going to get wettest today.
Oh, I don't even have a glass of water.
Possibly not. So if you don't know about the game before, if you've never watched it, we do it every Tuesday and Thursday at 1:45 on Radio 1. You can watch it live on the website. And we get pop stars like the Vamps here to put water in their mouths. They hear some innuendo from the TV or radio. If it's funny, it blows out generally on other people. Don't use the bin, it's just for a bit of a show, really. No one's used the bin.
The bin is nowhere really near. Yeah,
no one's used the bin for about 5 years. All right, so lads, are we ready? Are you ready to play innuendo bingo?
Yes, we are. We accept the challenge.
Okay, here we go. So, water in mouths, please. Let us know if you're watching today.
How much are we filling up?
I'd fill up right to the top. Fill your cheeks. Now then, first up, we're going to Terry and Mason's Great Food Trip on BBC Two. And here's Deion. He's a farmer's son from the Conwy Valley in Wales. And Deion is showing us around his rather impressive meat-maturing cabinet.
Deion is a farmer's son from the Conwy Valley.
He's
famous for his Welsh black beef, which is displayed in this rather impressive meat-maturing cabinet.
I was going to joke.
That's not even the bit.
Sorry, I was joking.
Oh, God, you got me, man. You got me so bad.
Let's fill up again, please. We're not at the end of the clip.
I just love black beef. I'm very excited.
Why did you find the black beef?
Water. Here we go.
It starts off being about 3 or 4 weeks old here, and some people like their beef extremely well hung.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Oh, Chris, it's gone. It's all in the back of your head, mate. It's going to be a bad one.
People like their beef extremely well hung.
Alex, send that one in. Now we're going over to Simply Nigella on BBC Two. I urge you to watch this today. Chris is getting it from all angles. Nigella Lawson, anyone a fan?
Oh, yeah.
Big fan. Nigella's obviously being her usual saucy self. Water, please. The thing is with Nigella, nothing goes to waste, as you're about to hear.
This is a 20 centimetre spring form, and I've lined it and greased the sides, and I let the batter just flow in. And I let the batter just flow in.
That's nice. Nigella making an apricot and pistachio cake there. What is going on with that weird music? Okay, fill up. Lauren from Peterborough's watching. Glenn in Kent loves it already. We're going to Britain's Ultimate Pilot on BBC Two. Now listen to some of the incredible things that pilots have to go through while they're in the air.
During this 10-second manoeuvre, Johnny's head is filling with more and more blood. Even though painful, John...
Okay, we're not at the end of the clip, so try and get through it again. Here we go. Water, please. Let's go.
During this 10-second manoeuvre, Johnny's head is filling with more and more blood. Even though painful, Johnny has to resist the temptation to pull out early.
See, James is sat higher than everyone else, and he thought he was going to escape. But on that one, really,
look at the crotch already.
Crotches are on already. Look, oh dear, Gary and Tidworth.
Johnny has to resist the temptation to pull out early.
Right, now we're going over to.
My ears blocked.
What's wrong, Chris? Your ears blocked. What, please? It's Innuendo Bingo with the Vamps. Remember, if you're watching this, hit subscribe and you can watch all of the Innuendo Bingos. Okay, Channel 4's Gogglebox now. Water, please. Now, Kate and Graham, who are some of the viewers on Gogglebox, have learnt a fantastic new trick. Kate and Graham have learnt a fantastic new trick from one of the ladies that they visit with their dog. Have a listen.
Well, place he likes going best is to nurse, you know. Likes going up to old people's home, don't it, best.
Why is that funny?
I didn't even hear it, sorry.
We just do it now.
Listen to the clip.
I didn't even hear it.
Listen to the clip. Here we go.
For watch, like, wait.
Well, place he likes going best is to nurse, you know. Likes going up to old people's home, don't it, best. Likes sniffing. Last time I took him, he had a couple of pink wafers off this one old lady, and then he put his nose right up her skirt and she gave him a custard cream.
What an incredible trick.
She's just like, ready. I'm gone now. It's just,
that's incredible.
And then he put his nose right up her skirt and she gave him a custard cream.
Jamie in Brighton sent that one in.
Cream.
A custard cream. Okay, now it's ITV. Water, please.
Right.
And here's a bit of posh from Downton Abbey.
The studio floor is gone.
Ready?
Ready.
Okay, water, please. And on Downton, here's something that might put you off Lady Mary.
I don't know why I'm doing this. I can't even swallow.
Oh.
I don't know why I'm doing this. I can't even swallow.
She's got a terrible cold. She can't swallow at the moment, so I'd keep away from her if I was you.
Lady Mary.
She's not well. Now, this is going to be a good one. A recent favourite from ITV, and Alexander Armstrong is travelling through the Arctic Circle for his show Land of the Midnight Sun. Ready? I feel like I'm losing control of the class. Alexandra has come across some very open-minded locals. Listen to this.
That's massive. Yeah, that's like a leg of lamb.
A really big beaver.
How big was the beaver?
Have you ever tried beaver before?
No.
No. A lot of people spotted that one.
Have you ever tried beaver before?
No.
This is absolutely ridiculous now. The wettest ever.
Is this
possibly, yes. Chris, are you
you're
okay?
Not even as wet as
I just feel so wet right now.
You've run out.
You're wet.
It's water. Yeah. It's not like we're filming videos after this.
Okay, now the good news is Alexander Armstrong really will give anything a go. And luckily for us, he did it all on camera. Water, please. Here we go.
The fat's got a sort of tang, not a tang to it, but you know what I mean? It's got something to it that's neither beef nor lamb, neither fish nor fowl.
It's like a good steak, I think.
It's a bit.
Tastes like beaver.
Yeah,
tastes like beaver.
Tastes like beaver.
If you spot a bingo, email it to scott.mills at bbc.co.uk.
Look at that.
And finally, a classic from Come Dine With Me. Now, obviously, the aim is to try and impress your guests on that show. Water? Anyone got any left? One more, here we go. Now, I'm not sure which recipe this contestant is following on Come Dine With Me.
I'm cheating a little bit with my paste. But I tried to make my own paste once and it didn't taste very nice.
With her shop-bought paste, Sarah combines coconut milk, water and fish sauce, then pours the mixture over her breasts.
Oh, yeah! That is great!
Oh, wow.
I've had enough. Okay. I'm leaving.
And that is today's Indiana Bingo. I believe that James is...
I was the worst already.
James is about to walk out. And that was the Vamps. Don't forget, they're co-hosting the Teen Awards this weekend. Thank you, lads.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, Chris, you're not in a good way, are you, mate?
Do you know what it is? One of my ears is completely blocked now with water. It's like when you go swimming.
Off of swimming where you have to, like, hold your head to one side and hope that eventually a warm trickle of water falls out.
Yeah.
And that's exactly, what's happening right
exactly
now.
Exactly like that.
Yeah. I know it well.
That was a ridiculous one. Did you find at times it was a struggle to keep control?
I felt like I was supply teacher a little bit. It was like, come on, listen to me. But I think it was a good one. And we'll get the video up for you later if you can watch it. Vamps, who are co-hosting the Teen Awards with Grimmy on Sunday. Well excited about that now. Someone's just texting saying, what got tossed? It's weird how people listen sometimes, isn't it? We're talking about the big clear out yesterday. Don't know why this was ever mentioned on the air, but it was. And we were told that if stuff was left on the floor, it will be tossed.
An email went round saying it was like a final warning. We've had a few of these emails for a while. It said, if it's not gone by 8 o'clock last night, it will be tossed.
Yeah.
Peace and love. And that's everything on the carpet here at Radio 1. And there is a lot of stuff underneath our desk.
Okay, so can you just tell me from my stuff, what has been tossed today?
I can actually. Your suit.
No!
The grey suit that was underneath there has been tossed.
I wanted that.
I'm not sure where it's gone now, but I assume it's on its way out. There was a load of nudie pens, which were underneath there. They've been
tossed.
They've been gone. And some trainers.
Not my ones.
I think they were my ones, so I'm slightly annoyed about that.
Got it. So, right, you've lost some trainers. I've lost a whole suit.
But I reckon someone is setting up a museum with this stuff.
Do you think?
I imagine it's gone to a good place.
A museum! And here's one of Scott Mills's suits from 2012.
I don't think it's been tossed. I think it's
somewhere.
It's going to be on an auction website.
Right, sure. I'll keep checking for that. The Scott Mills Daily. Good bingo today. You're going to love Thursdays. Tom Kerridge, Chief.
Oh, yes. Here we go.
And it won't be four other boys spitting all over you. It'll just be the one chef, the one lad off the TV, Tom Kerridge.
Man or man.
Yeah, that's what it is. Back to the original. So Tom Kerridge, Thursday at 1:45. I know that you love him so much.
Yeah.
It's an honour for you.
He's the Don. The Scott Mills Daily.
Whoa, Demi Lovato.
And your favourite dish?
My favourite dish? I like mugs because they're very comfortable in your hand and they hold hot things that you don't have to touch. So, coffee or hot tea.
Do you think I'm ever going to let that go?
I don't think you will.
No. It's just such a good answer to what's your favourite dish.
I like mugs.
We need to give Demi a mug on the red carpet of the Teen Awards on Sunday, I've decided. Couple they have Teen Awards mugs, I think.
A couple of people have said this as well. Chris of Hemel Hempstead says this needs to happen. Give Demi Lovato a mug at the Teen Awards.
But she likes them so much.
I like mugs.
Okay, I'll see what I can do on Sunday. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Kieran says, I'm a mug. Give me to Demi Lovato, please. I like people that are like, yeah, I'm a mug. I'll do it. Get her a nudie mug where the bikini disappears when hot drink is added. That's yes. From Bish in Leicester. Oh, yeah, that'll go down a treat with Demi Lovato. She would absolutely love nothing more. We play Confident, which is Radio's track of the day. It sounded good on radio, that. And then Fiddler with Drone. Greg's on at 4 this afternoon. He's got Josh Widdicombe in and another round of wrong-uns. And then Annie Mack. I heard a lot of that show last night. I love Annie Mack. Such a good show. Give it a listen. 7 p.m. on Radio 1's in the evening. Radio 1's? On Radio 1's in the evening. I think I meant on Radio 1 in the evenings. Radio 1's. Oh, it's Fat Tuesday still to look forward to as well. Charlie Sloth a bit later. The Scott Mills Daily. Do you know what Justin Bieber really doesn't like this week?
What's that?
If you don't clap in time.
Hey. Eh?
So, last Tuesday, I think it was, in Norway, a fan spilled something on the front of the stage during his performance. He goes to try and mop up the liquid, but the fans block him because they want to get to him. So he's like, OK, I'm off. I'm not doing the show. If you don't let me mop up the liquid, I'm out of here.
I mean, I was impressed. I mean, I don't know if anyone's really picked up on it. I was impressed that he was doing his own mopping up because it doesn't strike me as very Bieber.
I know. I'd be like, hello, where's the cleaner? If I was him. But anyway, so he walked off that. Not having a great time on TV shows. So he's just done one in Spain. And he's doing an acoustic version of What Do You Mean? But the crowd can't keep up with the beat. So it sounds like it sounds like this. What do you mean? Now that and that really annoys Justin.
Oh, no.
Or it annoys him. So he stops the song. So he's like, hey, stop. At least clap in time. And then he shows them how to do it. He's like, it's like this. Then he's like, so if you're going to clap along to my song, then at least clap on the beat.
It always stresses me out when people do this with songs, though, and they you see the audience all start to clap, especially when it's near the beginning of the song, because you know it's going to fizzle out.
Yeah.
Or you know it's going to go out of time.
Anyway, so he starts it again and once again. What do you mean? Guys. Guys. It's still not in time, guys. The Scott Mills Daily. There is a section of society that are getting extremely excited today by some cups. You may know about this. It's that massive coffee shop. And a good 2 months before Christmas, every year at this time, normally once Halloween's done, they change the colour of their coffee cups, their takeaway coffee cups. It's exactly the same coffee, but in a different colour cup, and people lose their minds over it.
I don't get it. I just don't understand why people are getting so hyped about the change of colour of a cup. Do you know what I mean? The coffee doesn't taste any different.
No. And I think maybe sometimes we all need to have a little word with ourselves. The first thing I saw on Twitter this morning, the very first tweet, was somebody with their red cup and their name on it.
Yeah.
Proudly parading it on Twitter.
It's like it's an exciting day in everyone's life. It's forced fun.
You know, normally, I don't know whether they did it this year, normally this chain of coffee shops has a countdown to when the cups are going to be out and when you can actually get them.
And you're right, we should take a moment to really look at our lives here. This is a day in our lives. Mm-hmm. You know, one day we'll look back and think that every day is precious. And we're spending a whole day where the theme is the colour of a cup in one particular coffee shop.
Do you think in 10 years we'll look at this and laugh and go, why do we ever get excited about the colour of the cups changing in Warbucks?
Well, I'm convinced this is why aliens don't invade. Because it's just nonsense. They're looking down on us and wondering why on earth we're doing what we're doing.
Do you think they're checking our Twitter?
Probably.
And going like, what are they doing down there?
This is not worth it.
Thing is, there are many coffee chains and cafes that do not change the colour of their cups, and they all seem to do absolutely fine.
Mm.
I reckon there are some cafes that won't be as excited as a lot of people are on Twitter today.
I think that's fair to say, yeah.
So maybe we should call them and spread the good cheer, because they might not even know about it.
Even though we don't really like Red Cup Day ourselves?
No.
I see, just see how it goes down.
Yeah, and I think we really hype it up as a thing and see if they even know about it.
Red Cup Day's rubbish. How's this going to work then, Mills?
Well, I'm doing a little internet search right now. I'm going to find some cafes, not the ones that we're talking about where the cups change colour. And when you call these cafes, I want you to go absolutely nuts for the cup changing colour and see if they buy in.
I see, because it is the most exciting day in everyone's lives.
It's an exciting day for coffee all around the world. I'm thinking we call the smaller cafes the better, really.
Oh, okay, yeah. The ones where the title normally has a Mrs. Somebody in the name of the shop.
Yeah, or, you know, like the one near me, Sunshine Cafe.
Oh, those ones. Okay.
Plastic chairs outside.
Yeah.
Sort of the earth cafes. That's what I'm looking for.
Do you reckon they muck around with red cups?
No, I think they'll be disgusted by the whole idea of it. Get really excited about it, okay?
Are you going to connect me through? And have you got some sound effects, which we might be able
to... Yeah, I'll play those in for you. Fine. And I'll connect you through, because you're not good at that, as we've found out in previous shows.
Don't want to accidentally ring Wogan again, no. Do we?
Okay, here we go, Chris.
Five Cafe.
Are you excited for the big day?
Yes.
Did you get much sleep last night?
Who's calling?
It's Red Cup Day! Yes! Oh, I'm loving it! You know, when the cups go red. Hello?
She hung up there.
What were those fireworks about that you put in? They were a bit damp.
Right, well, since when did you become a fireworks snob? That's why she hung up?
It's like fireworks on a rainy day. It just seemed a bit rubbish.
All right, you do the calls, I'll do the fireworks, love. All right.
You've got better ones.
I've got some a bit more expensive for you. Going well, though, so far. The cafes don't seem to be sharing the enjoyment of Red Cup Day as much as some other people, do they?
I've got to admit, I'm finding it hard to muster up the excitement. Was that okay?
Yeah, you were really good. Try even more energy on the next one, though, yeah?
Are we going again?
Yeah, we'll go again after this next track. Like, it's the most exciting day of your whole life.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So there's one massive coffee shop and people are losing their minds today about how they've changed the colour of their cups to red. Just finding out if other coffee shops that aren't in that chain are as excited. Chris, I want you to really go for this one, right?
Fine, I've got another number.
Ready. Another number in the... it's a coffee shop in the Preston area.
Okay.
Just be really excited about the red cups for me.
Cafe Fresh, Rachel speaking, how can I help?
Are you excited?
Pardon?
Are you really excited?
Pardon?
Did you get much sleep last night? It's a massive day for you. It's Red Cup Day!
What?
Red Cup Day!
What is Red Cup Day?
Red Cup Day, you know, the day that the cups change. It's the best day ever! It's nearly Christmas! So excited.
Oh, yeah.
Are you excited?
I don't know.
Tell me how excited you are.
Oh, I'm excited.
How excited?
Very excited.
The cups are changing colour.
Right. This is a very good conversation.
Coffee will never be the same again. You excited for Red Cup Day?
No, because I have no idea what it is.
You know,
red
when the
cup day.
When
red
the cups change colour, Rachel, you know when they go from the normal cups to red.
But they don't.
They do, though. It's November and the cups change.
Some work to do, but you've made me laugh.
The cups have changed, Rachel. The cups have changed. It's Red Cup Day. What colour are your cups?
White.
Change them.
They're not going to change.
Change them.
They're not really not going to change.
Say after me. It's Red Cup Day.
Red Cup Day.
Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, what a day. Rachel.
Yes.
Give me an R.
R.
Give me an E.
E.
Give me a D.
D.
Space.
Space.
Give me a C.
C.
Give me a U.
A U.
Give me a P.
A P.
Space.
Space.
Give me a D.
A D.
Give me an A.
An A.
Give me a Y.
A Y.
What's that spell?
Red Cup Day.
Yes.
Hey.
Buzzing.
Delightful. The Scott
Mills Daily. I enjoyed that you told her to put spaces in between the different words on the Red Cup Day thing there.
She went along with it though.
Spares. I like the delightful at the end. So as we thought, some people really not as excited as people on Twitter about the Red Cups today. It's just some cups. They're the same. It's the same coffee, same cups, just a different colour. Let's all just calm down. It's still 2 months to Christmas. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Hey, you know, earlier we were talking about Bieber. We found the actual bit. What I like, though, is he makes it part of the song where he's a bit annoyed with the audience because he hates it when you just don't clap in time. What do you mean? So he's doing an acoustic version of this song in Spain on TV. What do you
mean? At least clap on the right notes. Come on, guys. Stop. It's like this. If you're gonna clap, if not, yeah, at least clap on beat. Better make up your mind, what do you mean?
Oh! It was quite well handled, though. At least it was in time.
It was in time. I mean, like, he made it part of the song, which I like. But if you don't clap in time, you are off. I expected half of him to, like, part of me was like taking people physically out of the audience and removing them for not being able to clap in time with his song.
But at least he didn't walk off.
Exactly, it's an improvement on last week. The Scott Mills Daily. And here's the man who makes Tuesday afternoons fatter. It's Charlie Slaw.
Ah!
You're looking younger today. What have you done?
You know, just feel a little bit more revitalised. Been to a spa.
Is it Botox? What is it?
I don't do that stuff, fam. Right. Don't do them things around
here. Actually, you don't need to. You're not old enough.
Yeah, 28. Do you not go to the spa?
I've got one in my house. So.
Yeah, but when do you not go on a spa day? Yeah.
I can imagine him. Right, I used to read, I don't know whether it's true, but I used to read that Eminem used to love a spa day. He probably still does.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it, is there?
I love a spa day.
Exactly. Just because you're in the world of urban and rap,
It
doesn't mean that you can't go and have a nice massage or a facial if you want one.
There you go. I love it, fam.
Right, and
I'm
it's
involved.
Good of you. It's good of you because you're breaking down stereotypes here. Right, it's okay to go to a spa
it's
if you're
okay
in that world.
It's okay to go to a spa, get a massage, deep full body massage, a facial.
Because they used to scorn Eminem for it, you know.
Yeah. Well, one day out in the club, you know, with your chains on, living the life, and then
living
next
the
day
loca.
You go, yeah, exactly. And next day you're there in your dressing gown.
I
prefer not to wear a dressing gown when I go to a spa. Just, you know, birthday suit. Sipping on the herbal tea there. You know, enjoying yourself.
Just having a bit of downtime to yourself.
Well, I do like to get into the sauna at least 3 times a week at home as well.
Right, okay.
Followed by the steam room.
Yeah.
Keep the pores fresh. Yep. That's why my skin is always flawless.
Yeah, I did forget, of course, you had a fully working spa in your house.
Yeah.
Hey, have you heard?
Steam room as well. And don't forget the sports pool. So I go splash as soon as I've been in the steam room. Just make you feel nice. You can obviously, it's heated, but it's nice when you turn the heating off and you get in there, it's nice and cold. After the steam room.
Are you one of those people that when you get in the shower, you then turn on the shower at that point? So you have to brace yourself for a few seconds?
No. I'll warm it up. I'll go vroom. Then I'll go and brush my teeth and then get in the shower.
Well, it's been real insight, that, into your getting ready routine. Thank you. Here's today's Real or No Real with Charlie Slough. He's on One Extra at 4 p.m.
Louis Walsh has paid £20,000 to spend a day sitting in his old chair during show rehearsals for X Factor.
Oh, Louis.
Wow. I mean, it's a lot of money, because if he wants a photo in that chair, he has been in it before.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You can readily find those pictures on the internet.
Yeah, and for the last 11 years, he's been sat in that chair.
Yeah.
So why would he do it? Maybe he just wants an up-to-date picture of it. Maybe he misses it so much that he's like, oh, I just want to sit in the chair one last time. And he's got bare cash, so he can afford 20 grand.
20 grand is nothing to him.
It's like, would you say that's 20p to Louis Walsh? The equivalent of...
I would say the equivalent of 200 quid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, so that's how rich he is.
Yeah.
So not 20p, we're not talking that rich.
No, he's not that rich.
But for us it would be... Sorry, not you, Charlie, but for us it would be £200.
Mills, you're richer than me.
You
got much more money than me, fam. I'm playing catch up with you, fam.
People got a good insight into Scott's house, actually, when Rita Ora and Grimmy were Snapchatting from it on Saturday night.
what are they saying?
You could see in the background.
Were they saying that the machine was buffering again? I had one of them karaoke machines, but my Wi-Fi is not up to scratch. You
really?
Would have hated it. It's buffering.
There's nothing worse than bad Wi-Fi in a
house.
Well,
there is.
There's not.
A lot of bad.
There's not worse than that.
No. Anyway, so did Louis Walsh pay 20 grand to spend a day sitting in his old chair during show rehearsals for X Factor?
I think this is no real. Why would he?
I'm going to say real, because he might have splashed out the 20 grand in hope that Simon will see him sitting there and think, wow, he actually should be sitting in that chair. And it's a business investment for him, because he's thinking, boom, I'll get at least 150 grand out of that. Oosha. So I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Don't know. Oosha.
Yeah, he did. Well, he bid 20 grand during a charity auction and will now be able to sit at the judges' table during rehearsals,
wow.
Which is nice.
Bit weird.
And next.
The Vamps are no longer allowed to play football at Brooklyn Beckham's house because they kept kicking the ball over the fence.
Now, we did have the Vamps on the show earlier.
Was that them running through the live lounge with their tops off?
Yeah, yes. Did you see them?
Yeah, I saw them.
And what was your first reaction?
What's going on here then?
Did you know who they were?
I had no idea. I just see some dude with his top off running towards me. I was standing by the door with a cup of tea, as you do. Man, then he knocked down my hand. I was like, bro, what's going on? And he just looked back at me like, who are you, cuz?
Oh.
Did you nearly tell him to get out of your studio or get out? You sound like Peggy Mitchell, like you were about to go off on one.
Nah, I was polite. I'm always polite, you know me. Gentleman, fam.
So that must have been weird, because neither of you knew who each other was.
No.
That was James McVeigh from The Vamps.
Right.
Was.
Is he sick?
Yeah, they're all nice.
Yeah?
Yeah. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Right. So they were at Brooklyn. Well, they have played football with Brooklyn Beckham. They did reveal that to us. But do they keep kicking the ball over the fence, so therefore they're not allowed to play anymore? David's been like, sorry, lads. It's not happening.
It's so cool, though, isn't it? Imagine that you could go round the Beckham's house to play football.
Yeah, that's sick.
I mean, whose houses have you been able to see around, Charlie? You've got a lot of famous friends. You've not been around the Beckham's house,
have you? I've not. I've been around many footballers' houses, though, and played football in their garden with them.
Have you?
I'm not going to start putting names out.
You've got to put some names out there.
I'm not.
Come on.
I can't do it.
Who was it?
I just can't do it like that.
Come on.
It's private, isn't it?
Okay, name the team that they play for.
Manchester United.
Yes.
That's it.
It's made up.
Do you know what? A lot of the Premier League footballers are massive fans of the Saturday Night Rap Show and the One Extra Show.
I can well believe
that. No, they are. Yeah. And I get the perks of going to a lot of games. I've actually just bought two seats at Anfield.
Have you?
I've just bought two seats at Anfield for the new stand the next year. And a lot of the players who play for Liverpool, I'm a massive Liverpool fan, they're my homies.
You're a Liverpool fan and a Manchester United fan?
I'm not a Manchester United fan.
All right, but you said
that.
No,
he's just friends with the Manchester United player.
Yeah, there's a few players that I'm friends with there.
All right. Anyway, so Brooklyn Beckham's house, they're not allowed to play football because they keep kicking the ball over the fence, the Vamps do. Is that true or not?
Well, he does say that James said he's been around there. So I think this is real.
I want to say no real. I can't see it happening.
That one is no real.
No, but the Vamps were saying earlier about how they do play football with Brooklyn, and perhaps unsurprisingly, he's really good at it. And finally,
High Street Bakery Greg's is holding a wine tasting evening to teach customers which grape to pair with their steak bakes.
I suppose it just makes it a little bit classy, doesn't it?
Ain't nothing classy about that shop, though, fam. Let's keep it real, innit? It's greasy, cuz. Like, even me, yeah? What? Do you know what it's like? Do you know get them bottom of the barrel gaffs? Where it's like, oh, I'll only eat there because...
No, it is, and I'm not having that. It's not like that.
Is it not?
No, it's better than that.
Is it?
Yes.
No, I'm not agreeing with that, fam. Well, see, sorry, I'm just keeping it 100. Like, for me, it's one of them places where it's like last resort.
No.
If the other place ain't open, you'll go there.
I do not agree.
Really?
No.
Oh.
They're about to hold wine tasting evenings. So
why are you going to go to that place for a wine tasting experience?
Because it'll taste nice with your steak bake.
Steak bakes are lovely, right?
And steak bakes are for the daytime. You're not having steak bakes for dinner, fam. Lunch, maybe, but you're not having wine for lunch. If you're having wine for lunch, you've got a problem. You need to go to the doctors.
To be fair, Charlie raises a good point that you're unlikely to have a steak bake for a sit-down tea.
Yeah. Well,
do you know what I mean? And have a glass of wine or a date. You're going to go on a date, you're going to have a steak bake. You're not going to really do that.
You're not asking for a sausage roll. You're not asting for a cheese and onion pasty or a Cornish pasty. It's not happening.
But if it was accompanied by some lovely wine, would you think about going there on a date, for example?
So no. I'm hearing what you're saying from how you're describing it.
It's personal preference, of course, isn't it?
Is that
always
it's no
gonna
real.
Be personal preference.
You're saying no real.
It's staggering, this, but it's no real. Charlie?
I'm going to say no real. I can imagine them trying to do this because I've seen recently they've tried to like go a bit more upmarket with a branding and stuff like that. Right. And you know, it is one man's meat is another man's poison, isn't it? You know what I mean?
So, absolutely.
Don't know.
That one is real.
Yes, it is. The first of its kind event is being held at a wine bar in Darlington. It will show people which wines to enjoy with Greg's most popular menu items. At the end of that round of Real or No Real...
I got nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Got
Charlie
30.
Got 20, though.
30.
Got 20.
A few people worried, asking, those seats you bought, are they both for you? The ones
that's a
that
bit
Anne
rude.
Filled.
For me and my son, actually, yeah.
Okay. So, on one extra.
I was going to ask you if you wanted to come to the football game, actually, Millsy, because I know you're a massive fan, or yourself, Chris. You're more than welcome to come and watch
let's
Liverpool
wheel
next
out.
Season. Because I'm thinking wheel next year, Liverpool, like they could win the Champions League.
The push.
Why are you wheeling me out again? Why are you wheeling me out? Why are you doing this to me like an air for, man?
It's okay to
like
feel
a fan, man.
In a posture.
Love that song.
Right, so we're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. I mean, if anyone ever thinks that the wheeling him out joke at the end gets old, then please let us know on 81199. I wouldn't want it to get tired.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're back on Radio 1 tomorrow from 1 p.m. or hit subscribe and get this podcast delivered daily. Scott Mills.